阿门。
Amen。
奉主耶稣圣名啊，我们继续我们的正道聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue with our service。
一起来唱赞美诗129首。
Let's sing hymn 129. Please be seated。
好，我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Now we're going to pray in one accord.
求神来带领，来祝福我们安息圣日的聚会。
And we ask God to guide and bless our Sabbath services.
好，我们用敬虔的心来聆听神的训诲。
We are with reverence. We are here to listen to the word of God.
一起祷告。爱的弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters on the Sabbath day.
啊，有一个父亲啊，在提醒他啊，刚要从大学毕业进入职场的儿子这么说。
A father said to his son who was about to graduate from college.
说儿子啊。啊，你现在已经大学毕业了。
Son, now that you have graduated from college,
哦，你即将啊要开始你的这个职场的生活。
You will embark on a career.
哦，那爸爸啊有话要跟你说啊。
And I have something to say to you as your father.
哦，虽然没有办法让你将来啊能够飞黄腾达啊，但至少呢也能够保你啊平安的。过一辈子。
Even though I cannot guarantee success in your career, I hope what I say will bring you peace in your life.
哦，你只要记着三句话就可以了。
Just remember three statements that I will tell you.
哪三句话呢？
Which three statements?
第一句。
First.
我不知道。
I don't know.
第二句。
Second.
那不关我的事。
It has nothing to do with me.
第三句话
Third,
我来的时候已经这样了。
That's the way it is when I came.
好，如果你能够记住这三句话，保你啊啊一生哦啊能够平安度日啊。
If you remember these three statements, you will live in peace.
哦，不会有什么麻烦惹上身啊。
And you will not have any trouble.
哦，果然啊，他的儿子就遵照他父亲的教导。
So truly enough.His son abides by these three principles.
哦，善于运用这三句话。
And he fully utilized these three principles in his life.
哎，当有事情找上他的时候，他总是回答说：“我不知道。”
Whenever some trouble came to him, he would say, "I don't know."
哦，果然啊，就省去很多麻烦呐。
And that eliminated a lot of troubles.
哦，如果这个事情啊。是关乎到自己业务范围啊。
Now, if it is something to do with his responsibilities.
哦，那第二句话也很管用哦。那不关我的事，能推就推了。
And he would use the second principle, which is to say, it has nothing to do with me, and he would delegate that responsibility to somebody else.
啊，那真的推不掉的时候，第三句话再拿出来用。
And if that doesn't work, the third principle will be used.
哎，我来的时候就已经这样了，我还有什么办法呢？
That's just the way it is when I came on board, and there's nothing I can do.
哦，这三句话，啊，相信啊，我们在日常生活当中经常会遇到，会听到啊。
And I believe these three principles are endemic to many people's lives.
哦，甚至我们也经常在用。
And in fact, we ourselves may be believers of these three principles.
哦，也许啊，不是照单全收哦，但也有可能啊啊，我们在态度上已经认同。
Maybe we do not practice these three principles to the T, and yet we adopt it somehow.
啊，那我们想想看，如果信仰啊，也如同一个事业、一个工作。
And let us for a moment think that our faith is like our job or our career.
哦，而我们又是用这样的一个态度啊，在从事、在经营的话。
And let's imagine that we are running this business or this operation with these three principles.
我们的信仰能成功以至于得救吗？
Is our faith going to be successful to the extent of giving us salvation in the end?
啊，所以早上啊，小弟想借着主耶稣所讲的一个比喻，来跟我们大家来探讨、来分享。
And so this morning, I'd like to use a parable that Jesus told for our mutual encouragement.
我们一起来看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章第一节到十二节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 1 to 12.
十六章第一节，耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。二节。
Two.
主人叫他来，对他说，我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经管的交代明白，因你不能再做我的管家。三节。
Three.
那管家心里说，主人辞我，不用我再做管家，我将来做什么呢？锄地呢？无力。讨饭呢？怕羞。四节。
Four.
我知道怎么行，好叫人在我不做管家之后接我到他们家里去。五节。
Five.
于是把欠他主人债的一个一个的叫了来，问头一个说，你欠我主人多少。六节。
Six.
他说100 denarii。管家说，拿你的账快坐下来写50。七节。
Seven.
又问一个说，你欠多少。他说100 denarii。管家说，拿你的账写80。八节。
Eight.
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加聪明。九节。
Nine.
我又告诉你们，要借着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。十节。
Ten.
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。十一节。
Eleven.
倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付你们呢？十二节。
Twelve.
倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们呢？啊，这是一个蛮有趣的比喻啊。
This is a very interesting parable.
哦，之所以有趣啊，好像啊，耶稣啊在称赞一些啊不法的事情。
The reason it's interesting is because Jesus actually commanded things that are seemingly dishonest.
哦，这个比喻里头说到啊，一个财主的管家被人举发他浪费主人的钱财。
Now there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions.
哦，于是他即将被主人所解雇啊。
So he was about to be fired by his manager.
啊，为了安排啊他在失业以后的这个生活。
And in order to provide for his livelihood.
哦，所以这个管家啊，于是利用他仍然尚存有的权利。好，擅自的免去那一些欠他主人债务的人。
This manager adeptly exploited his position and forgave the debts that were owed to his master.
哦，好使得啊这些啊领受他恩惠的人呐、啊，将来能够报答他啊，来照顾他的往后生活。
And consequently, these debtors that have been forgiven of their debts would repay this manager for what he has done while he was still in his position.
哦，主耶稣在啊这个比喻里头没有谴责哦这个管家假公济私不法的行为。
Our Lord Jesus did not rebuke this manager for doing such a dishonest transaction.
哦，反倒啊称赞他哦做事聪明。
But the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly.
哦，并且要门徒来效法他的聪明。
And our Lord Jesus wanted his disciples to emulate his shrewdness.
哦，啊，在耶稣所说的这个比喻啊，只不过是用来支持或说明一个道理啊。
But in fact, this parable only goes to advocate this one principle.
哦，就是聪明。
And that is being shrewd about things.
而不是啊，要我们效法他的不法行径。
It is not for us to learn dishonesty.
啊，那这个比喻耶稣要告诉我们的两个重要信息。
There are two important lessons from this parable.
哦，第一个就是要当一个聪明人。
First, we must be shrewd.
第二个。
Second.
对于今生的资源，要做有效的投资和管理。
We must invest and manage our worldly resources.
好，那首先我们看到主耶稣呼吁我们啊，要效法这个管家啊，他的聪明。
First of all, let us learn about the shrewdness of this manager.
哦，这个管家啊的一项优点呢，哦，就是他能够有自知之明。
One of the strengths of this shrewd manager is that he knew himself very well.
啊，也就是他能够知道他本身的限制在哪里。
He knew where his shortcomings or limitations are.
哦，同时啊，啊，他也懂得自己的长处。
And he also realized his own strength.
哎，能够兼具了解自我的这两项长处啊，这实在是哦，不是容易的事情。
And it is not an easy thing for one to realize his own shortcomings as well as strengths.
很多时候啊，啊，我们总是哦看到别人的缺点哦短处啊。哎呀，比较容易。
Oftentimes, it's much easier to see other people's shortcomings.
哦，很多时候我们总是觉得我们自己哎挺不错的，哎，我们有哪些专长，哪些优点
？And we feel good about ourselves because of our strengths.
哦，但反过来就不一样了。
But if we flip it over, it may be different.
哦，我们要看到啊，从人家的身上看到优点。啊，从我们身上看到缺点，哎，总是比较困难哦。
It is always very difficult for us to see other people's strengths and see our own shortcomings.
哦，难怪圣经说啊，啊，要我们看别人比我们自己强。
And that is why the Bible tells us that we should look upon others as stronger and better than ourselves.
因为这是比较困难的。
Because it is the more difficult thing to do.
哎，看自己比别人强比较容易啦。
It is much easier to see ourselves stronger than others.
哦，所以这个管家啊，他能够了解他自己的优点在哪里，缺点在哪里。
And so this shrewd manager fully realizes his own strengths and weaknesses.
哦，他的长处在哪里？他的限制又在哪里？
Where his strengths are and where his limitations are.
哦，这个管家他了解他本身的局限。
So this manager fully understands his own limitations.
哦，就像啊，在这个第三节这里所说的。
As we can see in verse 3.
哦，他知道他自己没有那个体力来做粗重的工作。
This manager said to himself, "I'm not strong enough to dig."
哦，所以他说锄地啦，无力了。
I'm not able to dig.
哦，他没有办法靠着这个耕种来啊生活。
He's not able to sustain himself with farming.
哦，这个是外在的一个限制。
And that is his physical limitation.
哦，那再来，哦，他也不敢厚着脸皮啊去要饭。
And would he beg?
哦，那他说啊，讨饭呢怕羞。
I'm ashamed to beg.
哦，这是内在心理上的限制。
And that is an internal limitation.
哦，所以这个管家啊，他知道他在外在体力上跟内在心理上双重的限制，这个是超越不得的。
And so he realized his own external and internal limitations, which he is not able to succumb or overcome.
啊，并且也是难以改变的。
And he is not able to change them.
哦，所以他必须在这些本性的限制内，来寻找可活动的空间。
And so, within the confines of his limitations, he needs to find a way out.
啊，以及可运用的资源。
And he also needs to find resources that he can utilize.
哦，如同刚刚我们的分享啊，很多人自视过高啊。
And just as we have shared just now, too many people have an overly high opinion of themselves.
哦，啊，看不见自己的盲点。
They are not able to see their blind spots.
哦，看不见自己内在的限制。
And they do not see their own eternal limitations.
哦，一方面呢，啊，是由于不肯承认自己的不足不够。
On the one hand, it is our unwillingness to admit to our own inadequacies.
哦，即使在某些方面上确实是技不如人。
Even though we are lacking in many regards in comparison to others.
啊，但是我们总是啊，不愿意去面对，不愿意去承认。
And yet we are unwilling to admit to our own inadequacy.
哦，另外一方面呢、啊、
On the other hand,
啊，就算是承认自己技不如人。
Even as we admit to our own shortcomings in comparison to others.
啊，但总也啊，也是一厢情愿的认为，哎，要改变自己的这些缺陷啊，易如反掌，非常的容易。
we would think to ourselves that it is easy for us to change or to improve our shortcomings.
哦，啊，只要我稍微意志坚啊坚定一下啊，并可以啊啊收这个立竿见影的果效了。
As long as I'm willing to improve myself, I can immediately change myself overnight.
哦，所以这些人呢、啊，都不如这个管家。
These people, are not as good as this shrewd manager.
哦，能够充分了解到个人的有限性还有限制的啊，这个所在在哪里
？This manager fully realizes his own limitations and act accordingly.
啊，我们很多时候，这个能力啊。并不是由天生的长处跟恩赐来做决定的。
Oftentimes, our strengths are not derived through inborn talents or gifts.
啊，而是往往啊，因着我们先认识到自己的短处还有缺陷。
But it is a consequence of knowing ourselves and knowing our own weaknesses first.
啊、在排除了这些可能性之后啊。
And after we eliminate all our weaknesses,
哦，我们才能够集中我们能力所及的范围内，哦，并且认定一生我们所要追求、所要投注的目标在哪里。
Then we will ascertain our strengths and only focus on these strengths and work upon them for the rest of our lives.
哦，比如说我们在这个。选大学的科系、啊、
For instance, when we are choosing a major in college,
哦，你都会先想一想说，哎，在这个啊数理方面，哎，我比较不会了。
We may think that we're not good in math and science.
哦，所以我选这个哈、哦、啊有关这个啊文科方面的好了。
And so I would like to go into liberal arts.
哦，或者是说啊，我看到学呀、啊，哦，两手就发软，两腿就无力啊，哎，我绝对不能够从事这个医疗方面的。
And if I'm afraid of blood, seeing blood, then I cannot be in the medical field.
哦，这都是人在了解自己的局限之后啊，做出的一个选择。
And this is a conscious choice that we make after knowing our own limitations.
哦，工作也是一样。
Likewise with our work.
哎，为什么你不去当一个这个电脑工程师啊？
Why don't you become a computer engineer?
因为哦，我电脑只会开机跟关机而已。
Because all I know is to turn the machine on and off.
哦，我没有办法当电脑工程师。
I can never be a computer engineer.
哎，我会的就是在厨房里面呢、啊、当炒锅啊。
If all I know is to cook in the kitchen.
哎，这个我很行。
Then I might as well just do that.
哦，所以我选择哦有关餐饮业的工作。
And that is why I choose to be in the restaurant business.
哦，所以这些生理上跟心理上的能与不能啊啊，便是神为我们人生所设定的轨道了。
And so our physical and mental limitations will partially determine the path that we will take for our lives.
哦，在知道我们自己的限制之后。
After knowing our own limitations,
哦，除了有啊，对我们呢、啊，找出我们自己的专长、恩赐、工作、侍奉的方向之外，
we can find out our strengths and the direction with which we should take our career and our service to God.
哦，也能够帮助我们在投入工作或者是侍奉的时候，能够更加专心，能够更加的甘心呢。
And we can be more dedicated and more willing to work on the things that are our strengths.
哦，不会认为说啊，嘿，我是万能的，十八般武艺，样样都可以啊。
Don't ever think that you are well-rounded, that you can do everything.
哎，生旦净末丑，神仙老虎狗，我都可以啦。哦
，And you can deal with whatever situation in whatever circumstances.
哦，那我目前呢、啊，只不过是龙困浅滩，虎落平阳啊。
And maybe you will think that you are so gifted and yet not given the opportunity to shine.
啊，这个工作对我来讲哦，真的是抱准天物啊。
And this job is way beneath me.
啊，所以啊，啊，我不甘心，也不认命啊。
And so I am very dissatisfied.
啊，老是啊，心有旁骛，东张西望，骑驴找马。
And I'm forever looking for better opportunities because I'm impatient at where I am.
好，行为、举止都有外在的需要，别人的评论来做决定。
And whatever our choice, or decision, is made, we would depend on external circumstances or factors, including other people's opinions.
哦，所以既然我们知道我们自己有所不能。
And so, if we truly know our own shortcomings and limitations,
我们便能够更专一的、更甘心的来做我们目前所做的工作。
We can then single-mindedly work on the things or the tasks at hand.
哦，认定这是我唯一的可能啊。
We must recognize that whatever we are doing is what we are capable of.
哦，这个是在认识我们自己的局限的一个重要性。
And this is the importance of knowing our own strengths and weaknesses.
哦，那再来，啊，认识我们自己的优势也很重要。
It is also very important for us to acknowledge our strengths.
哦，这个管家除了知道自己的限制跟短处在哪里
，The shrewd manager not only knows his own limitations and weaknesses.
他也知道自己的长处。跟优势在哪里
？He knows his own strengths and his advantages.
啊，讲得比较明白一点，他知道自己有多少本钱呢
？To put it plainly, he knows the resources that he has.
他还有多少的机会啊
？And how much opportunity is left for him？
虽然他主人啊要辞退他
，So when his master decided to lay him off，
哦，但是至少他目前还仍然是个管家。
He recognized that he is still the manager at that very point.
哦，仍然还拥有着尚存的机会。
And he still has an advantage because of his position.
哦，所以他必须尽力地把握这个有限的优势跟本钱。
And that is why he must exploit, all the advantages that his position brings him at that moment.
哦，并且计算着。自己可以借着这些优势跟本钱来怎么样得到利润
？And he must find a way to exploit, these advantages to his own advantage.
哦，做出最聪明的投资。
And he must make the wisest investment.
哦，无疑的啊，这个管家所做的并不是什么道德的事情啊。
Obviously, whatever he did was unethical.
哦，当然也不合法。
And it was illegal.
哦，但是有趣的是啊。当他的主人知道这个管家所作所为之后啊
，But interestingly, when the master learned about his dishonest dealings，
哦，并没有大发雷霆之怒，追究苛责这个管家。
He was not enraged, nor did he chastise this manager。
哎，反而称赞这个管家做事聪明。
Instead, the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly.
哎，显然的让我们看到这个主人呢、啊，还是一个很大方、心胸开阔的人。
Clearly, the master is very open-minded.
哦，当别人啊、告诉这个主人说你的管家啊、浪费资财的时候。
So when there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions,
哦，主人呢、啊、也没有言辞来责备这个管家。
The master did not chastise the manager.
啊，只不过叫这个管家交代一切之后啊，就辞职离开了。
And all he did was to ask his manager to give an account of his management, and then laid him off.
哦，其余的事情啊，概不追究。
And the master, did not take into account all that he had done.
哎，同样也反映出这个主人是一个温柔敦厚、不计较的人。
So we can see from this that the master, is a very kind, person.
我们想想看，管家跟随主人这么多年，难道摸不清楚主人的性格吗？
If the manager had been, serving the master for many years, wouldn't he be well aware of the master's character?
哎，他知道主人不会因为自己的一些啊作弊的行为啊来向他兴师问罪的。
The master, would not, take into account all the dishonest dealings that he had.
这也成为这个管家他的机会跟他的本钱。
And this Master's nature became the basis of his dealings, and he took advantage of it.
总而言之啊，这个管家用尽了他一切的条件，又计算过犯法的风险。
So in other words, the manager took into account all that he could take advantage of and calculated the risk and reward.
然后他做出最有效的投资计划。
And then he laid down his investment decision.
小弟想啊，这实在是我们每一个人应当要思考的一个功课。
And this is something that we should all think about.
有时候小弟在想。
Sometimes I think.
如果我们对信仰追求的态度。
That if our attitude towards improving our faith.
就如同我们在学校来追求成绩的进步。
It's like pursuing good grades in school.
或者是在我们的职场上追求金钱的价增。
Or pursuing better income in our job.
不要说胜过了一样就不错了。
Not to talk about our eagerness to improve in our grades or salary. What if our eagerness is the same to improve our own faith?
倘若我们对信仰、对侍奉的态度。
And in terms of our service to God.
就像我们在学校里头、在职场上冲锋陷阵的态度。
And if we are as eager to serve God as if we are trying to earn a better grade or salary,
那我们的信仰、那我们的侍奉将会完全不同。
Then our faith and our service will be vastly different from where it is now.
教会会完全的不同。
And the church will be completely different.
我们不需要说啊，来教会要怎么穿呢？
We would never have to ask our members to dress appropriately.
看到人要不要打招呼啊
？Or to ask our members to greet visitors.
讲话要怎么讲啊
？Or how we should speak.
慕道者来啊，要积极啊，做接待啊。
Or how we must proactively approach our friends.
我们在公司不会吗
？When we are at work, what do we do?
我们在在这个职场上，我们都是这么做的。
In our career, are we all very proactive about advancing our careers?
客人来了。
When a guest comes.
总之尽我们所能的来推销我们的产品。
We will definitely try our best to promote our products.
希望我们的业绩能够成长。
And we hope that our sales figures will go up.
在学校也是一样。
Likewise in school.
我们绝对不会说一大早起来看看外面下雨啊，今天不要去上学了。
You would never for a moment think about cutting classes just because the weather is not good.
太阳那么大，今天不要去了。
Oh, it's too sunny today. Let's not go to school.
但是我们就经常用在我们的信仰跟聚会的态度上。
Unfortunately, this is sometimes how we act in our faith.
太冷了，不要去聚会了；太热了，不要去聚会了。
Oh, it's too hot or it's too cold. Let's not go to service.
心情不好，不想去了。
I don't feel like going.
我们想想看
Think about it.
如果我们用这样的态度
，If this is the attitude we have,
我们在信仰在这个侍奉上的态度
，And if this is how we serve,
投注在我们功课上。我们事业上
And if we use the same attitude and mentality that we have for service and our faith to our job or our career,
我们的成绩会怎么样
Then what happens to our grade?
我们的事业会怎么样
What happens to our career?
所以这是我们应当要思考的功课
That is something for us to think about.
所以全力以赴的态度
So doing our very best
是这一个管家让我们看到的
is something that we can learn from this shrewd manager.
记得小弟以前还在社会上工作的时候
I still remember when I was working.
有一位公司的业务部经理这么说啊。
A manager from the sales department told me.
说一个人啊不能够单靠朝九晚五的这种上班生活可以将一份工作做得成功的。
Nobody can ever be successful at his job if all he does is 9 to 5.
好，那些在公司里头啊，可以准时上下班的人，通常不是什么重要的人物了。
And in fact, if many of those people who stick to a 9 to 5 schedule aren't very important at work.
哎，成就啊，也当然很有限了。
And these people have very limited success.
哎，想一想还真的有道理啊。
And when I thought about it, I thought it is quite true.
真的，每一个行业，每一份工作，要做出点成绩来。
For every occupation or vocation that we're in,
就非得拼命去做不可。
We must strive our very best to achieve something.
如果我们凡事啊都是斤斤计较，也不肯放下身段，也不肯牺牲眼前舒适利益。
If we are not able to get out of our comfort zone and to take a more difficult path,
我们是很难能够闯出一番事业来的呢。
Then it will be very difficult for us to achieve success in whatever we do.
任何想要有一番作为的人，
anyone who has ambition,
都必须要倾尽全力调动一切对自己有利的因素跟条件。
Must galvanize all resources that he has and to take that into, make that into his advantage.
为了目标来下注，来压马。
And he must take all this advantage and considerations and put them to achieve his goal.
这个才是制胜之道啊。
This is the way to success.
所以我们可以为追求升等加薪，被上司赏识，被同事羡慕，或者是更舒适的生活，各样的理想的实现的缘故啊，在工作上拼命以及努力。
So, as a matter of fact, we strive and pursue really hard just so that we can be accomplished and be recognized by other people.
当然，物质上以及精神上的报偿也成了支持我们奋斗下去努力不懈的动力啊。
And so our motives for always improving ourselves and doing better is a matter of working hard and utilizing everything to our advantage.
甚至有一些人更极端的已经沉迷工作到一种不在乎报酬，而是把工作看作是自我实践寻找生命意义的所在。
And in fact, to the extreme, there are some people who think of a job not as a means of financial gain, but as a means of self-actualization.
所以我们说这种人啊，叫做工作狂。
And these people will work so hard that they become workaholics.
中国的老祖先孔夫子啊，在2000多年前就曾经感慨地说过。
Over 2,000 years ago, Confucius once said,
他从来没有看见一个人寻求真道像寻求金钱一样的迫切。
He has never seen anyone who is seeking truth with the same eagerness that one seeks wealth.
同样的，我们也很少看到有基督徒啊寻求信仰，会如同在商场上、职场上寻求金钱、名利、地位那样的迫切。
Likewise, we hardly see anyone who would pursue their faith to the same intensity that he would pursue wealth, fame, or recognition.
如果我们真的肯用尽一切的机会、一切的本钱、一切的条件来追求信仰、来发展圣功。
Now, if we are able to exploit all our resources and strengths in furtherance of the ministry and the gospel,
那我们的信仰、那我们的教会将会完全的不同。
Then our faith and our church will be vastly different.
想想过去，看看现在。
Think about the past and look at the future and now.
我们是不是都已经尽力了？
Have we tried our very best?
当然了，并不是单单以量。来判断值也很重要。
Obviously, we need to consider this in terms of quality and quantity.
不是说我每天都来教会聚会。
It doesn't mean that we come to church for a service every day.
就代表信仰就好。
That by itself doesn't prove that we are faithful.
这个侍奉就成功。
Or that our service is successful.
值也很重要。
Quality is very important as well.
人道心有没有道？
even if we are here physically, are we here in our hearts?
好，所以质跟量必须要兼备来考量啊。
And that is why we should consider the quality as well as the quantity.
那我们再想想看。
Let us think about it.
好，我们经常啊会啊未雨绸缪哈，为将来哈这个遭遇到的患难也好哈，危机也好，提早做准备。
We often plan and prepare ourselves for unforeseen circumstances.
突然之间我生病了，没有办法工作。
What if we are disabled?
我的保险够不够啊？
Is my insurance enough?
我的存款够不够？
Is my cash balance enough to sustain me?
或者是突然被 lay off 了。
Or what if we are laid off?
我能不能这个支撑到找到另外一个工作为止？
Do I have enough to sustain me before I find my next job?
那我现在我所拥有的金钱也好，技能也好，健康状况也好，年纪也好，是不是能够让我成功啊？
In terms of my skill set, my finances, and even my age, am I in a position to gain success?
能够让我的生活得到保障。
Do I have security in my life?
同样的。
Likewise.
我们来想一想我们的信仰。
Let us think about our faith.
现在的我在信仰的追求，在侍奉的投入。
In terms of my pursuit of my faith and our service to God,
在质也好，在量也好，
in terms of the quality and the quantity of our service and faith,
是不是能够让我们做成得救的功夫？
Are we on solid ground to gain salvation?
我目前对信仰的态度跟追求所投注的心力啊，
in terms of my attitude and the amount that I put into serving God and pursuing my faith.
在将来，在主耶稣再临，在我们生命过渡之后，
when our life on earth ends and when we are about to face our Creator,
真的能够让我得救进天国吗？
Have we done enough so that we can gain entry into the heavenly kingdom?
不用看别人。看看自己
Don't look at others, just look at yourself.
我每个礼拜花多少时间在信仰上的这个追求跟吸收。
How much time do I spend each week on my faith?
在对神的亲近。
In terms of my closeness with God.
属灵知识的加增。
And the increase of my Bible knowledge.
真的能够让我得救吗？
Do I have enough to be saved?
如果突然主耶稣叫我回来，回家。
If our Lord Jesus will to call us back right now.
我们都等待过这个移民局的 interview 啊。
Many of us have gone through INS interviews.
拿绿卡也好啦，或者是这个入籍也好。
Whether it be for our green card or change of status.
虽然我们知道大概什么时候会通知我们 interview.
We will be informed of when the interview will be.
但是确定的时间并不是我们一下子就知道的。
But it is not up to us to decide when the interview will be.
但是我们知道一定会来到。
But we know that that day will come.
当那个移民官的通知来到。
When the notice for interview comes,
你能通过那个考试吗？
Are we able to pass the test?
你能够应对自如吗？
Are we able to answer all the questions?
你能够通过移民的条件吗？
Are we eligible for all the qualifications for immigration?
今天我们知道我们要到那个永生的天国去。
Now today,our goal is to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
无论你愿意不愿意这个 interview 一定会到的啦。
Regardless of whether you're willing or not, this interview will come.
我们预备好了吗？
Are we prepared?
我们有把握吗？
Are we confident?
不同于美国政府的 interview, 移民局的 interview, 它还可以再来。
God's interview is very different from an INS interview because there is only one interview with God.
哦，但是神的 interview 却是没有办法让你再来的。
You can never repeat God's interview.
哦，所以如果我们发现我们还不够的话，
So if we find ourselves inadequate,
啊，我们应当要怎么样来预备自己呢？
How or why and what can we do to prepare ourselves?
哦，主耶稣啊，在这个比喻里头。
In this parable, our Lord Jesus said,
哦，借着主人的口吻说，
Through the voice of the manager said, 哎，
因为今世之子在世事之上叫光明之子更加的聪明。
For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light.
哦，这是一个感慨。
And this is a reflection of the current status.
啊，小弟但愿我们呢，能够略微缩短这两者之间的距离。
And I hope that we are able to bridge the gap between the two.
哦，至少不要把我们个人的信仰，哦啊，当作是啊，可有也好。可无也没关系。
Let us never take lightly of our faith.
哦，让我们的读经，让我们的祷告，让我们的聚会啊，不会在我们忙碌的日子里头首先的被牺牲掉。
May we not sacrifice prayer and Bible reading and church attendance in the name of busyness with our lives.
哦，而我们在我们仅有的侍奉岗位上能够全力以赴。就如同我们在职场上办公室里头那样认真的态度。
And may we all strive and pursue and be diligent with our service to God just as we do at work or in school.
哦，就如同我们在课堂上那么认真的学习。
And let us do God's work as hard and work as hard as we do in the classroom.
哦，啊，这个是主耶稣借着这个比喻第一个告诉我们的。
And this is the very first thing our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us.
哦，要我们当一个聪明人。
We must be a shrewd manager.
哦，再来，主耶稣借着这个比喻要告诉我们呢。
And through this parable, our Lord Jesus also tells us.
哦，对今生的资源做有效的投资跟管理。
That we must manage and exploit all the resources that we have.
哦，啊，主耶稣在这个九到十三节这里告诉我们。
From verse 9 to 13, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us.
哦，这个主题原来是关乎基督徒在今生资源的运用。
That we must learn to manage our worldly resources.
哦，主耶稣以这个管家的做法为例。
And our Lord Jesus used the example of this shrewd manager.
哦，指出这个管家，他知道自己所拥有的金钱不属于自己，乃是他主人所拥有的。
This shrewd manager realized that the wealth that he manages doesn't belong to him, but to his master.
哦，他只不过被授予托管的责任而已啊。
He was only entrusted with the responsibility of managing the wealth.
好，有一天呢，主人会全数的收回。
One day the master will take it all back.
好，所以因此他必须竭尽所能，把握机会，做最有效、最长远，也是对自己最有利益的投资啊。
And that is why the shrewd manager must seize all opportunities to exploit these resources to his best advantage.
哦，当他不再拥有这些金钱之后，他仍然会有朋友因着在今日的投资而接待他，而收留他。
And so, this shrewd manager used his position to dispense of worldly wealth to gain favor with friends that he could utilize after he is laid off.
哦，主耶稣在这里说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
Verse 10 tells us, whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
哦，在这里主耶稣所说的忠心也好，不义也好，都不能够按字面上来解释。
However, we cannot take the wording trusted or dishonest in its literal sense.
哦，因为他们不是在 指着在道德上的这个含义啊。
Because they are not actually referring to the ethics of the shrewd manager.
而是指着最有效、最满足利益的追求。
But it refers to the very fact that the shrewd manager is trying to maximize his gain.
哦，不然的话，管家既然是如此的欺骗，还背叛他的主人，这个耶稣怎么还称赞他聪明呢？
Otherwise, how would our Lord Jesus call this manager shrewd if all he did was to establish unethical dealings?
哦，所以耶稣的这两句话的意思。
So what Jesus is really trying to say here?
哦，是指着人在细微的事上能够竭尽所能的做到最好。
Is that if we are able to do our very best to manage the very little that we have?
哦，在大事上，他也必定会竭尽所能的做到最好。
Then we will also be in the capacity to do our very best when we're entrusted with much.
但是如果在最小的事情上不负责任，在重大的事情上同样也会苟且度日。
But if we are irresponsible with very little, we will likewise be irresponsible with much.
也必定会推脱了事。
And we will push away our responsibility.
就如同我们经常说的见微知著，从小地方看全面。
And this is how we can perceive the larger picture with the details.
接着主耶稣又说，倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把你们自己的东西给你们？
Whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
同样的，这个不义的钱财也不能按着字面的意思来解释。
Likewise, we cannot take verse 11 literally.
不是指着偷摸拐骗所得到的钱呢。
We are not talking about gaining wealth through sordid means.
而是指着这个世界上的财物。
But it refers to worldly wealth.
所以主耶稣的意思乃是，如果我们在管理这个世界上的财富资源，在管理一切不是真正而且永恒拥有的东西上，不做最有效、最聪明、最有智慧的投资啊。
So verse 11 is trying to tell us if we are not able to handle worldly wealth to the best of our ability,
那将来神怎么会把那个永恒的财宝，那永恒属于我们的产业交给我们呢？
Then who will trust us with true riches that lasts till eternal life?
谈到这里，我们不免要来思考永恒的价值跟它的意义啊。
And we need to think about the significance of eternity.
基督徒当然知道，这个世界不是我们永远的家乡。
We all know that this world is not our eternal dwelling.
我们只不过像客旅一样短暂的一宿。
We are sojourners in this world.
很快的，我们就要过渡到另外一个国度去了。
Very quickly, we will transition into the next kingdom.
并且这个世界上所有任何的东西都没有办法带过去的。
And all the things of this world cannot be transferred to the other world.
因此我们说我们的人生称作是客旅般的人生。
That is why we are just sojourners in this world.
所以无疑的我们必须要怀着这个末世的心态上来过日子。
And that is why we must live our life in the last day.
不过分沉迷于眼前的景象。
Let us never be complacent with our situation.
不太过于偏执，我们所拥有的或者是所失去的。
Let us not be too obstinate about our gain or lost in this world.
不限于名利富贵的追求。
And let us not confine our life to pursuing wealth and status.
这都没有错。
All these things are not wrong by themselves.
但是这个末世的心态并不等于教导我们可以轻易的任意的不负责任的来过生活。
But in order to live our life in the end time, it doesn't mean that we must be irresponsible with everything that is in our possession.
这个世界上每一件事物是没有永恒的价值，没有错。
It is true that whatever is in this world has no eternal value.
好，但并不代表他们就不重要，他们就毫无价值了。
But it doesn't mean that these things are immaterial and have no importance.
好，两者之间呢、啊、是毫不相干的。
These two things are not mutually exclusive.
好，事实上，我们恒常的会误解，没有永恒价值的东西。便是没有价值的东西。
Sometimes we are mistaken to think that things that have no eternal value have no value at all.
哦，比如说读书升学。
For instance, our education and promotion.
就业。
Our career.
啊，婚姻。
Our marriage.
哦，生儿养女。
Our children.
哦，加薪、买房子、自产等等。
Our promotion.Our house purchase.
哦，我们都是认为啊，这个都是属世的。
We would tend to think that these things are worldly things.
不应该过度的关心，也不应该去经营。
We shouldn't care too much about these things or manage them wisely.
哦，更不要谈到说政治的关怀、人权的关心等等啊。
And let us not even begin to talk about political considerations.
哦，那更不是我们基督徒啊，在世上使命的范围了。
It seems that these things are not within the scope of us as Christians in this world.
哦，总而言之啊，我们基督徒啊，就是要关怀哦，这个有关于传福音、救灵魂啊，承担教会的圣工。
So it appears that our only concern is to preach the gospel and to do the work of God.
哦，这个世上的啊种种的哦，这个参与也好了，能免则免哦，那至少啊，应该也要把它降到最低的限度啊。
And we must minimize our involvement with all worldly affairs.
哦，那这样的看法，这样的心态，跟主耶稣在这里所说的比喻啊。可以说是南辕北辙，完全不同的。
And if we really think this way, we are diametrically opposed to the very mentality that our Lord Jesus espouses here.
这也是我们经常会啊会陷入的一个盲点跟啊跟这个误导。
And this is a misguided notion that we sometimes take on.
哦。今世的事物是不是没有永恒的价值呢？
Is it really true that things of no eternal value has no value at all?
没有错、哦、因为今世的事物没有一件能够存到永恒的。
It is true that worldly things have no eternal value、
哦、但是呢，是不是因此承担今世的责任便没有永恒的意义呢？
But does it mean that our worldly responsibilities have no eternal significance?
答案是否定的。
The answer is negative.
好，因为纵然这个世上一切所有的都会过去。
Even though everything in this world will pass one day.
没有任何的人事物能够延伸到永恒。
There's no thing or person in this world that can extend itself or themselves.To eternal life.
好，那但是我们在短暂人世间的生活态度的表现。
And yet, it does matter how we behave, or what kind of attitude we have.
啊，却是我们要进入永恒国度前被神所计算评分的。
In fact, our attitude or our character, will be assessed.In order for us to enter into God's kingdom,
神会因着我们在今生是不是尽责、是不是认真，来给予我们恰如其分永恒的奖赏。
In fact, God will assess our sense of responsibility to our worldly possessions as a criteria, as one of the criteria, to see if we are eligible to enter into His kingdom.
甚至是永刑的惩罚。
Or maybe we will be eligible, quote unquote, for eternal punishment instead.
所以今生的事物啊， 没有永恒的价值，并不等于从事今生的工作就没有永恒的意义。
So just because worldly things have no eternal value doesn't mean that engaging ourselves in managing worldly responsibilities have no value at all.
所以我们仍然得在末世审判即将临到的事实面前战战兢兢的谨慎自守，来做好我们人每个人生活里头的每一个本分。
And that is why even in the face of the final judgment of God on the last day, we should still with fear and trembling work out our responsibilities in this world.
并且在当中来兑现神对我们的要求来证明信仰的真实性。
And through what we do, we must also authenticate the essence of the gospel in us.
如此一来，我们不需要执着于眼前所拥有的一切。
Then it doesn't really matter what kind or how much possession we have.
但是我们却要珍惜每一个能够兑现我们信仰的机会。
But we must realize every opportunity to present or testify to our faith.
尽力做好每一个本分。
And we must fulfill our responsibilities.
真诚地看待每一个人。
And we must sincerely treat each one.
可以付出的就不要吝啬。
If we are able to give, do not withhold.
可以关怀的就不要单言。
If we can be compassionate, let us not delay.
可以帮助的就不要推却。
If we can help, let us not reject.
让我们自己在短暂的城市的生命里头能够活得灿烂，能够活得丰盛。
And in this transient life of ours, let us live a fulfilling and glorious life.
就算刹那之间的光辉并不等于永恒。
Even if a momentary moment of glory doesn't equate to eternal glory,
但是永恒的神却观察我们短暂的生活而给予我们永恒的赞赏以及肯定。
And yet the everlasting God will assess our momentary accomplishments in this transient world and to give us eternal glory accordingly.
这是这个比喻主耶稣所要提醒以及教导我们的。
And these are some of the teachings that our Lord Jesus wants us to learn through this parable.
所以耶稣在这个比喻里头，一方面强调今生的资源是短暂的。
So on the one hand, this parable stresses the transience of worldly things.
但另外一方面，却也成为我们的一块信仰的试金石。
But it also tells us that our worldly possessions is a litmus test to our faith.
来测试着我们是不是一个有智慧的投资者。
It will test us to see how shrewd we are as managers of our possessions.
正如同这个比喻里头的管家一样。
Just as the shrewd manager in this parable was tested.
在我们今天所拥有的资源里头。
Of all the things that we possess today.
包含我们的时间。
Including our time.
我们的金钱。
Our money.
我们的才能。
Our talents.
我们的人际关系。
Our human relationships.
其实不是我们能够永远所保有的。
All these things are not in our grasp for eternity.
我们只不过在有限的时空之内来运用它们而已。
We are merely using and exploiting these things under the limitation of time and space.
这是我们的机会。
And this is our opportunity.
问题在于我们要怎么运用。
The crux of the issue is how we are going to utilize these resources.
我们呢是死守不放呢？
Are we just grabbing onto these things for dear life?
还是懂得把它运用在永恒的事工上？
Or are we shrewd enough to use these things to serve God for an eternal effect?
让我们长远的有赚不赔。
Let us forever be in the gain and not in the loss.
愿永恒的神就我们短暂人生的投资跟管理。
May our everlasting God guide us in our management of the transient and worldly possessions.
给予我们每一个弟兄姐妹永恒的肯定。
And may God also give us an eternal confirmation for all that we do in this transient world.
最后小弟用一个故事来做结尾。
I like to conclude with a story.
我们都听过哈，这个有一个老人在钓鱼哈，小朋友看到他，很会钓啊。
We have heard of the story where a kid sees somebody fishing.
老人说把这桶鱼通通给你啊。
So this old man who is fishing said, "I will give you all the fish that I've caught."
小朋友说我不要，因为鱼一下子就吃完，我要的是你手上的钓竿。
And the kid said to the old man, "No, I want the fishing rod in your hand."
只要我有你手上的钓竿，我就可以自己钓鱼，我就有吃不完的鱼。
As long as I have the fishing rod, then I can fish for myself, and I will have a good supply of fish.
真的是这样吗？
Is that really so?
老人把钓竿给了这个小孩。
The old man gives the fishing rod to the child.
小孩就能够把鱼钓上来，有吃不完的鱼吗？
Can the child really fish, catch so many fish that he will not finish them?
能够钓上鱼不是单单有钓竿就可以啊。
It is not just enough to have a fishing rod.
而那个钓鱼的技巧啊，却是经年累月的累积经验。
The skill to catch fish is an accumulation of years of experience.
同样的，有人认为我们在人生的道路上拥有钓竿。
Likewise, there are some people who think that we have the fishing rod for our life.
我们就不怕人生道路上的风雨了。
We will not be afraid of the storms of life.
于是就疏于防范就在泥泞当中跌倒。
And consequently, we fall into the mud on the road.
就如同小孩子认为只要有老人手上的钓竿，就必定有吃不完的鱼。
And just as the child who thinks that as long as he has the fishing rod, he would have a never-ending supply of fish.
就如同我们当职员的看到老板
When we see our employer or our boss,
只要我能够当老板
you would think as long as I'm the boss.
我坐在办公室吹吹冷气，就有接不完的订单呐。
I will have a constant supply of orders or business.
同样的。
Likewise.
我们信仰也是这样。
Our faith is like that.
如果我们认为，我已经进到得救的教会了。
Well, now that I have entered into the church that saves,
我已经得到信仰的钓竿了。
I have received the fishing rod of my faith.
我洗礼了。
I have been baptized.
我得圣灵了。
I have received the Holy Spirit.
安了。
I can rest in peace.
我即将拥有数不完的恩典、平安、福气的。
I will have a constant supply of blessings and riches.
真的是这样吗？
Is that truly so?
所以信仰必须要付出代价。
We must pay a price for our faith.
那个得到钓竿的代价，主耶稣给了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price so that we can have, quote unquote, the fishing rod of our faith.
但是那个技巧那个经验却必须靠我们借着服事、借着追求而得着。
But the skill and the experience must be accumulated by our pursuit and our service.
愿我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是聪明的管家。
May we all be shrewd managers.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
138首。
138.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing verse 1 and 4. 1 and 3. We're going to kneel and pray once again.
我们感谢神在上午的带领。
We thank God for God's guidance this morning.
也祈求他继续来带领我们下午的聚会。
We pray that you will continue to guide us this afternoon.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray in one accord.